Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's December 9th, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We are still in Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2, beginning today, we want to go into our proclamations to the Word of God. Isaiah 55, 9-11, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Psalms 107:20 says, "He sent his word, and he healed them, and he delivered them from their destructions." Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus said, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me." So we are still in Psalms chapter 2, working our way through Psalms chapter 2, beginning with verse 8 today, beginning with verse 8. But first I want to read a scripture out of Jeremiah 2:13. God said in his word, it's not my plan that any would perish, but that each and every individual would come unto the plan of God, which is everlasting life, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, in Psalms chapter 2, we've been talking about the worldly system, the world system, how the nations conspire against the things of God because they are blinded, 2 Corinthians 4:4, by the God of this world. They are motivated by, the Word of God says, the prince of the air, which is, of course, Satan himself. But the Bible declares that he is a defeated foe. Colossians, he says that Jesus Christ on the cross put every power and every principality to an open shame, exposed them for what they are and who they are. Remember this, the worldly system is cloaked in deception. They are, as many I use a term, silver tongued. They can lead people astray. They always tell half-truths, and Word of God says that silver and dross cannot be mixed. There's a time that we must come out from among them. There's a time that we must gain the discernment of an almighty God. And the time is now. Word of God states that we are in perilous times. Word of God states that many shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So the Word of God says in Jeremiah 2:13, the Lord speaking to his people, dealing with a nation that had fell into idolatry, a nation that had forsaken the God of their youth, the God of their fathers, who had left the foundation that was established, just like the United States of America, has left the foundation by which God founded this nation. Now, many say that God did not found this nation, but I'm a firm believer that God certainly did. That the United States was a launching pad, so to speak, for many missions and the Word of God. And the enemy has come in with seducing spirits and with doctrines of devils, and many are being led astray. But I was speaking to a pastor last night. You know, things are looking bad, but the Word of God says that he will have a church without spot and without wrinkle. He says in Isaiah 1:9, "Had not been for the remnant," which points to the church, points to God's God's people who have completely given over unto him, who have counted him as their source in the way that they walk, their strength, their incoming, their outgoing, that he is a present help in the time of trouble. Those that call upon the Lord, the word of God says, shall be delivered and shall be set free. The Bible says that that the truth or knowledge of the truth will set us free. Those that the Son has set free are free indeed. And so the enemy goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. Many weapons are formed against us, the word of God says, but they will not prosper. Does it mean that we will not fight battles? I believe the word of God declares that our mind is the battleground in which we fight. And to make a point this morning, yes, we are seeing a lot of things in the world and in the nation. But you know, the Bible says that it's time that we search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. We can so get involved in fighting the powers and things that are coming against the world and this nation that we forget about our own soul. The Bible says, guard your heart, because out of the heart proceeds the issues of life. If Satan can get you distracted with, see, we're not called to fight every battle. We have to take our battles in priorities, and our first priority is our own soul, our own mind, our own spirit. The Word of God tells us that if we gain this world, we will lose our soul. So we must be, the Bible says, to get the mote out of your own eye rather than try to get the mote out of your brother's eye. So, we need to rethink our own salvation. We need, as I've heard so many preachers say down through the years, we need to take inventory. Where do me and you stand with God today? And yes, we are a corporate body, the church. Upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have established, which I have purchased with my own blood, Jesus said in the word of God. But our first priority is to take care, not selfishly, but to take care of ourselves spiritually. Make sure there's no wild grapes. Isaiah chapter 5 talks about how God had planted a vineyard. The Bible calls it his beloved vineyard. And the Word of God says he had put a hedge around and about it, but for some reason they did not bring forth the right fruit. The grape becomes shriveled up. And the Bible declares that when things become dead in our lives, that God wants to prune us, wants to clean us up, wants to sever us from the things that are separating us from God. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us to lay aside every weight. Help us today, Lord, that should so easily beset us. And these are things within our own lives. These are the little, the Bible says it's the little foxes that destroy the vines. Now, I'm going this direction for a reason, because it's time that we do search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. God has control of the nations. What is happening now has not taken God by surprise. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, excuse me, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So Jeremiah says in 2:13, he says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. What did Jesus say? He said, if you receive me, then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, we can be so focused on what's going on in the world and around and about it, and there is a lot going on. The Bible says that young men's hearts will fail them for the things they see coming on the face of this earth, or men's hearts. It doesn't necessarily have to be young, but all men's hearts will fail them for the things they see coming on the face of this earth. So we cannot forsake the fountain of living water. And that fountain of living water is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He is the chief cornerstone of the church. He purchased the church with His own blood. He is the author and He is the finisher of our today. He is the only means by which man can be reconciled unto God. Is the man, Christ Jesus, one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. He's full of grace, He's full of mercy, He's full of love. He sees every moment of the day, everything that you go through, His eyes are upon you. Nothing escapes Him. The Bible declares that not even a sparrow falls out of the air, that God Almighty does not know what is going on and around and about us. So if he takes mind of the sparrow, how much more will He take mind of me and you today, according to the Word of God? We are created in the image of an Almighty God. Now, mankind today certainly does not look like that they are created in the image of God, but they are because of sin, because of the fall, because iniquity, the Word of God declares, shall abound in these last days. We have to choose. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I just want to tell you today, you know, I'll be telling you a lie if I tell you that it's easy, because we are in a spiritual warfare. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and wickedness, the Bible says, in high places. So many today deem the devil and his cohorts in hell, but they're not. The Bible declares they are in the air around and about us. They are the supernatural entities which control the nations to a degree, control people, to influence people to a degree. It's their season right now. It's their season. But the Word of God says, Jesus told his disciples, that, behold, He says, I give you power over all power of the enemy. Sometimes in our lives, you know, we're going to fail. We don't feel like we are living up to the expectations, but we don't walk by feeling. The Bible says we walk by faith, and we are justified by faith. So He says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns or containers, broken cisterns or broken containers that can hold no water. In other words, Jesus goes right through. You know, we take mind of the parable of the sower, and you know that the good seed was sown, but many things influenced if that seed took root or not. The cares of this life, whether we take proper application to the Word of God and allow it to take root in our heart, allow it to rule and reign in our lives. You know, we just said this morning that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word shall never ever pass away. So we need to turn the Word of God, so to speak, on ourselves. I've heard it said, and I believe this, that the Bible, when you read it, it'll read you. The Bible will diagnose everything that you're going through, will diagnose every situation in your life. You know, the Bible says to humble yourself before God, and in due time you shall be exalted. The Bible says that God despises and hates a haughty, contrite spirit, a spirit of pride. Pride goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit goes before destruction, according to what the Word of God says. So we must take inventory in our own lives. We must turn. Even we as Christians, you know, some at the same time, because we are involved in religious activities, we think we're okay. And you see, the devil can come in the back door and pull the plug on us. And the Spirit of God can seep out of our lives, and that comes by compromise. That comes by not realizing wherein lies our sanctification. See, sanctification is not a one-day or one-night affair. Sanctification is progressive. Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. I take inventory. I look in the mirror, so to speak. I don't run around judging my brothers and judging my sisters. We are not called to police the church. Amen. Although the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is the policeman of the church. He is the convictor. He is the one that reveals our shortcomings and our the errors within our lives, and not to condemn us, but to convict us that we might turn. The Bible says, turn from your wicked ways. Do good, he says, and I will bless you. And we cannot do good in ourselves. We don't have the power because whether we want to admit it or whether we don't want to admit it, we are fallen creatures. We all are battle every day. The Bible says the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life fight each of us every day. So your flesh is not born again. Your soul is born again. The old man is always wanting to find a place again in our lives. And he doesn't mind sharing sometimes with God, see. But the Bible says, shows you that we cannot serve God and serve mammon at the same time. And we cannot will ourselves to do these things because we don't have that power. Our power is in Jesus Christ and his finished work today. So we are facing perilous times. As I said, we're still in Psalms chapter 2. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be there because the Lord has led us in a different path today because it's important. It's important that we take inventory. It's important. The title of the broadcast was Surviving These Days Under the Shadow of the Almighty. And the only way we are going to make it is put our trust in God. I'd like to tell you this morning that things are going to get better, but they certainly are not going to get better. The Word of God says that men shall wax worse and worse, that they will deceive and they will be deceived. Many will depart, as I said before, many will depart from the faith. And the Bible says they will take heed or pay attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The spirit of seduction is in the world today. The spirit of seduction is in this nation today. Everything seems to be moved and influenced by seduction. As I said before, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is our enemies today. If we know Jesus Christ, if we know him today, that is our enemies. We are in a warfare. When your feet hit the floor in the morning, the battle begins. Many people fight their own private wars. Many people have fought for years their own private battles in their lives while trying to put on for lack of a better term, a masquerade. See, God knows what's going on in your life. Humble yourself before God. Help us today, all of us, to humble ourselves before God. And in due time, the Word of God says, we shall be exalted. So surviving these last days under the shadow of the Almighty. Like I said, we've been talking Psalms chapter 2, and how far we get today, I don't know, but we left off with verse 8, but we're talking about a conspiracy, that the nations conspire against the ways of God. Jesus said that they hated me and they will hate you. For my name's sake, they will hate you. This is what the Word of God declares. So, you know, we shouldn't think it's strange, as the Word of God declares, of the fiery trials which are going to try us in these last days. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So our faith today in Psalms 91, 4 and 5, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust his truth, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flieth by day. Matthew Henry wrote, blessed will those be in the day of wrath who by trusting in Christ have made him their refuge. So let's go ahead and read verse 8 today. Try to get that verse in anyhow. God speaking about a dividing point. God Almighty is only going to let things go on for a certain amount of time, that the hand of God will intercede. The Word of God declares that Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the world. The Bible declares that he took his place of position at the right hand of the Father, paying the price for sin, reconciling all things unto himself, the Word of God says, thereby reconciling man. The Bible declares that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So he says in verse 8, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen. So the heathen, in other words, the godless, those that the Word of God declares refuses to keep God in their minds. They reject him altogether. And the Bible declares if man keeps on rejecting God and his love gift, Jesus Christ, then the Bible says that God will turn them over to a strong delusion, and they will believe a lie, and they will be damned. So he says, ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Psalms 111:6 says, he showed the people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. God's not mocked. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. So what the movers and the shakers have planned for this world, their one world elitist government, their conspiracies, for lack of a better term. Many people cringe at that word today. But the fact is that from the beginning, the devil conspired. He said, I will lift myself above the Most High. I will be as God. He said, I will be above the throne of God. But no creation will ever overcome a God that was never created. He said, I am that I am. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, and I'm the beginning and the ending. So what mankind is planning as they are trying to control this earth with a spirit of Nimrod. Let us build a tower, he said. Nimrod was an evil man. The Bible declares he was a hunter. But if you read and study about him, he was a hunter of men's souls. He was full of deception. And God had to confuse those that built the Tower of Babel, unless the Bible says that they would succeed. So the plan of men, the plan of the New World Order, Jesus will disrupt. Jesus will disrupt. There's coming a rapture. There's coming a tribulation period. There is coming a battle of Armageddon. There's coming a thousand-year reign of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the Bible says in Psalms 22:27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before him. The Bible declares that when they see him coming, that many will wail. It doesn't say they will repent, because men's hearts will become so blackened and darkened because of their continually rejecting the Spirit of God. See, it's a dangerous thing to reject the Spirit of God. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. And as I said before, if we keep on rejecting the Spirit of God, if we refuse to bow our knee to Jesus Christ, which the Bible declares that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, if we continue to do that, and the Bible says he will have no choice but to turn us over to our own devices. And when men are turned over to their own devices, then they've got a big problem, because men, they say they can govern themselves. They say they have the answers within themselves. This is New Age. This is secularism, humanism, where men seek to be deity. But make no mistake about it, men will never be deity. We are created. The Bible says, dust you come and dust you shall return. The Word of God declares our life is but a vapor and a passing time. As the grass withers in the field, so does our life wither. It's appointed unto man once to die. And then the Word of God declares the judgment is coming. So here again, you know, we put the emphasis today, at least we got verse 8 read, but we put the emphasis today on on turning the Word of God on ourselves, allowing the Word of God to operate in our lives. He sent His Word and He healed them. The Word of God declares in the book of Malachi that the sun shall rise with healing in His wings. So it's time to take personal inventory. It's time, if you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you've went back on the Lord, the Bible declares we need to do our first works over again. And there again, search out your own salvation, the Word of God says, with trembling and with fear. So if you don't know Him today, receive Him today into your heart. Bow before an almighty God and declare that you're a sinner. Declare that you can't do this by yourself. And the Bible says, if you call on His name, He shall deliver you and shall set you free. Let us pray before we go off of the air. Father, in Jesus' name, you see everyone that's not saved today. You see everyone that's sick in body. I ask you today, Lord, to turn your eyes towards them, Father, to reach out your hand and touch them, Lord, in a mighty way. And let them realize today that you are the only way, that you are the only truth, and you are the only life. And you declare that you'll give them life, and you'll give them life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, you said your word will not come back void, and we've done our best to preach your word today, and we stand on that promise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you'd like to email us, we are at Truth in the Word. That's Truth in the Word, 777@gmail.com. Our guest called in. We're trying to be on here every morning at 8 a.m. Yesterday there were some technical difficulties, but our guest call in is 929-447-1894. And also catch us over on Christian Survival Radio. For right now, we're on Fridays, possibly trying to get on some other days there also. But that's Christian Survival Radio. It's Truth in the Word with Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. So may God bless and keep each and every one of you until the next time.